In the headlines, unions are standing by claims of victimization regarding nursing transfers at the geriatric hospital. The Caribbean Development Bank investing $350,000 to boost small businesses through the Innovation Growth Market Program. Some schools and businesses across Barbados affected by water and power outages, and the Haitian government says it is regaining control of the capital, but major assistance is still needed. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Permanent Secretary Wayne Marshall is maintaining that the transfer of six nurses from the geriatric hospital to other district hospitals is a move based on efficiency. However, the National Union of Public Workers is adamant that it is victimization. Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren, spoke to Starcom Network News in response to a story carried with Mr. Marshall this morning.
We submit that while the administration made its response behind the guise of efficiency and the prerogative to deal with efficiency, the evidence still points that one, these were the very nurses who object to outbreak, which is not a coincidence, and these were the very nurses transfer, and that the reallocation of resources to promote efficiency is flawed because nurses from these other hospitals are being transferred into geriatric, so we see it as a process of substituting, and therefore it's not a real process of sending resources from geriatric that presumably have the excess or is alleged to have the excess staff to the other areas that are more in need. We are not seeing that evidence. It is inconsistent, so therefore we stand by our claim is victimization.
That's Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren. Well, the Caribbean Development Bank is investing $350,000 to strengthen small and medium-sized enterprises in Barbados. The funding forms part of the Innovation Growth Market 200 program launched this morning to empower 200 entrepreneurs through access to equity financing. Speaking during the launch, President of the CDB, Daniel Best, said the effort is a major step giving SMEs new opportunities to raise capital, attract investment, and expand their operations, boosting growth across Barbados' economy.
MSMEs contribute almost half of private sector revenues and employ more than 60% of all workforce. And yet, despite their importance, many of our entrepreneurs face the same stubborn barrier, access to finance. Recognizing this, through a US $350,000 technical assistance grant, we are helping build the capacity of 50 firms with the goal that at least 20 of them will become investor ready and list on the IGM. This effort is not just about paperwork, it's about training, mentorship, and education so that business owners and investors alike understand the opportunities of equity financing.
President of the CDB, Daniel Best. Due to challenges being experienced with electricity and water services, the Parkinson Memorial School, Ellerton Primary and Luther Thorne Primary have been closed with immediate effect. Parents and guardians are asked to arrange for the collection of their children or wards as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Educational Transformation will remain in communication with the service providers and provide an update on the status of the school as soon as it is available. Starcom Network contacted the Barbados Water Authority, who confirmed the ongoing issues, and Director of Engineering Charles Leslie says that this is unavoidable.
I'd like to inform residents and businesses in parts of St. Michael, St. George, and Christchurch that we were having problems with one of our facilities, the facility that supplies power to those districts that were affected. The electrical power to that facility was interrupted on a number of occasions, and during those periods of time, we were running on the generator power, and that generator also developed some issues. All of the problems have been rectified now, and the station is fully back online. But we are advising customers that you may still experience some low pressure and outages until the system is fully charged.
That's Director of the BWA's Engineering, Charles Leslie. And this story just in, strike action is brewing currently at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital among nursing staff surrounding the treatment of a senior member within the pathology department. Union officials are at this minute on site and meetings are ongoing to avert strike action. More details as they come to hand. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. From October 1st, Barbados, Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines will commence free movement, a major step within CARICOM. The upcoming move has drawn concern as recent as yesterday from Professor of Behavioral Management Dwayne Devenish, who cautioned that the free movement could be used by criminal networks as cover to move illicit goods and activities across borders. However, in an immediate response, Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM, David Commichon, says Barbadians and citizens across the region have nothing to worry about, given the levels of communication on security that have existed between member countries for many years with CARICOM Impact sub-agency based in Trinidad.
It is headquartered in Trinidad and Tobago. It has a sub-office in Barbados, and its role is to inform the participating governments of any security threat. One of the services that Impact provides is the Advanced Passenger Information System. So the governmental authorities in CARICOM member state are informed even before a passenger arrives on an aircraft or a maritime vessel, if they're passengers who have criminal records. All of that information is readily made available to the national authorities.
Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM, David Commichon. Well, Barbados is calling. That's the message now shining on a new billboard in Panama. The campaign, launched by the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, in partnership with the Embassy of Barbados, is part of the ongoing We Gathering 2025 initiative celebrating the Barbadian diaspora worldwide. BTMI's Latin American director, Corey Garrett, said the campaign honors the Barbadian spirit woven into Panama's history while encouraging descendants to reconnect with their heritage.
In particular, by using the We Gathering initiative, which continues to show the roots of Barbados all around the world, we not only honor the Barbadian spirit that has long enriched Panama's culture, but we also welcome the descendants and the friends of Barbados to reconnect, to rediscover and experience our warm heritage and the vibrancy of our island home.
That's BTMI's Latin American director, Corey Garrett. And finally, the Haitian government says it is mobilizing all resources to retake control of gang-occupied territories, with life gradually resuming in the capital of Port-au-Prince. Authorities report large-scale joint operations with police and the armed forces in the city center aimed at driving out criminal groups. A government video shows cleanup efforts underway with more than 1,000 cubic meters and waste and 200 abandoned vehicles already cleared as roads are repaired and infrastructure restored to allow the capital to function again. Our top stories. Unions stand by claims of victimization regarding nursing transfers at the geriatric hospital. The Caribbean Development Bank investing $350,000 to boost Barbadian small businesses through Innovation Growth Market Program. Some schools and businesses across Barbados affected and closed by water and power outages, but the BWA confirms that they are under control. And the Haitian government says it is regaining control of the capital, but major assistance is still needed. And we are continuing to follow that story. We are strike action brewing at the QEH in the nursing department. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.